Hey, Dog Pound, hope you had a happy holiday season, and welcome to Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Nathan Zagura, joined as always by Sarah Kearns. What's up, Sarah?
Hey, Nathan, what's up? Well, the season is officially wrapped up, and we're going to take this show to highlight our favorite moments of the year, starting with Nathan's trip to First Energy Stadium at the beginning of the year with the newly signed Donte Whitner.
All right, man, so here we are. This is where the magic is going to happen.
Yeah.
First time you've been here, right? First time you've been on this field in a long time since it's the new stuff.
Yeah, it's the first time. Gives me like a feel of being back at Ohio State. You know, we had the horseshoe at Ohio State. Here, you just have the big scoreboard. It was a little close, but it gives me that feel, the same type of grass. You get the same smell, same feel. So I can just imagine how game day is going to be.
In your mind, what's it going to be like when you come out here, every seat's filled, everybody's on their feet going crazy?
I think first and foremost, I'm going to be emotional. You know, and I think it's just going to be, with our product that we plan on putting on the football field, I think it's just going to be the best atmosphere in National Football League. I played up in Seattle. I played in New Orleans. You know, these are a lot of places that they say are the loudest, but, you know, when you get the Dog Pound, you get the Wedding, we have to, you know, rival all of these places.
That's right.
You know, back in the 80s, the Dog Pound was the number one place that nobody wanted to come and play.
Well, it's about toughness. That's what you bring, right?
Yeah.
Big hitter, feared.
Yeah.
You want people to think twice when they go over the middle.
Yeah.
That fits in with the Dog Pound.
Yeah.
That's part of the whole atmosphere. What do you want to hear from this crowd, third and long, when you guys get to pin the ears back, get after the quarterback?
You know, you want a deafening stadium. You want fans that are going crazy, banging on the wood. You want the quarterbacks not to be able to think. If anything, our goal should be to, you know, league to league and false starts. You know, if you want a good product and you want your team to win, then the fans, they're just as involved as we are. You know, if you get really loud, it helps us on defense.
How fired up are you going to be for that first game, New Orleans, the home opener, when you come out here and really make your debut in the city of Cleveland as a member of the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, man, I probably won't be able to sleep the night before. You know, there's certain games that give you that feel. It's your first high school football game. Then you get your first college football game when you run out the tunnel, you know, as a freshman or whenever you get out there and you realize that you're in college. It's your first NFL game, and then it's the first time you get to play in front of your home crowd and your home fans and your home friends. And if you ask LeBron, that's one thing that he missed about playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers, is being able to play in front of your own people.
Yeah.
And understand that whatever goes down on this football field, you have an opportunity to change it, and you have an opportunity to send anybody else home happy. So I think it's going to be, you know, like no other.
Got to love Donte getting to return home, having a massive impact on this defense and on this team in the locker room. His leadership was huge, and he needed leadership to make a record-breaking comeback. And that's what happened when the Browns went to Tennessee. And here's a recap of that wild 29-28 win over the Titans.
They are down by 18, 28-10. Snap is back. Here they come, they blocked it! It's in the end zone and out of the end zone! It's a safety! Bootleg rollout to the right. Hoyer's got nowhere to go, he's in trouble. Up in the pocket, now he fires down the middle. Benjamin caught it! Touchdown! And suddenly, it's a 28-21 game. Fourth down, he is going to try and sneak it. And the Browns grab him. They did not get it! The Browns have it! Here's Hoyer with the ball. He's back. He's up. He's looking. He fires. Benjamin caught it in the back of the end zone. Touchdown. Takes it on first down. Back to pass. Whitehurst gets sacked. Kaywan Williams got it back at the 36-yard line. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. It is over. What a comeback in Tennessee.
Well, if you don't remember, that game was actually the biggest NFL road win comeback win in NFL history, and it earned Hoyer and Benjamin's jersey a place in the Football Hall of Fame.
I'll never forget that trip to Nashville, and I'm pretty sure it ended with a dance party in the Browns locker room. And now Carlos Dansby was a big part of that comeback as the defense locked down the Titans. And early this season, we mic'd him up to get a glimpse into what makes him such an imperative part of this team.
Hey, bro, just like I said in the meet. We got what it takes. Trust the guy next to you. Lay it on the line for him. We're going to come out with this win. All we need is one stop. That's it. Let's go, man. Get all you got, man. Here we go. Hey, all out on three. All out on three. One, two, three. All out.
Hey, they had 13 personnel now. 13. Smoke. Smoke.
Max 35! Max 35!
both gonna have to slip back deep in that smoke because they running an over route by number two or number three. He's running over, he's running behind us.
Okay.
So we're gonna have to get some depth, even though we got the back checking down. Me and you both can rally. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He broke out, so he's gonna take you. I gotta take that over route. Let's go now. Let's turn up, D. Need another stop. Need another stop. Hey, close right. Laser, laser, laser. Laser, laser, laser.
Takes the snap, back to pass. Pressure coming. He got hit as he threw. Ball up in the air. It's gonna be picked off. Gibson's got it. 45, 40, 35. He's to the 30. He's to the 29 yard line.
Good job, boy. One more.
Two more.
Two more. Let's go.
Hey,
close up. Hey, under.
Well, helmet on or off, Dansby has tons of passion for the team, and we hope he sticks around for a very long time. We'll be right back with more ICB.
Stay tuned for Cooking with the Pros, Cougar Lays on the Blitz, and a Machine Gun Kelly halftime show.
Welcome back to ICB. This year, one of our favorite moments off the field was this tear-jerking family reunion.
My name is Staff Sergeant Anthony Wagner. I'm 34 years old. I am stationed out of Fort Carson, Colorado with Arrowhead Company of 112. I've been gone for 9 months during a deployment to Afghanistan. The reason why I'm here is I wanted to surprise my kids during one of your home games.
Yeah. And nobody else knows besides...
Let some key people know just so they can watch for it,
okay.
You know? But okay. Yeah, nobody knows. The fans, nobody knows.
I have a 9-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son. They're my second half. And without them, it is hard to complete your day. But just knowing that they're there waiting for you makes it worth it.
I just know my daughter's face. And as soon as I see it, it's...
She's as cute as
me. I'm going to start crying.
Right now, my kids currently think that I'm still deployed. They think that they're going to be recognized for community service. I'm actually going to surprise them. They have no clue that I am home. And when I walk out of that tunnel, it's going to be emotional. The tears are going to start coming down.
The Cleveland Browns are proud to recognize fans who give back through the First and Ten movement. Jalen and Austin are siblings who inspire others as they help their community through the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of America. Their father, Staff Sergeant Anthony Wagner, is currently deployed with the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. He has sent a message to his children to congratulate them on their recognition.
Jalen and Austin, when I heard you were being recognized by the Cleveland Browns, I wanted to send you a message. I know that I have been gone for 9 months, and I love you. During that time, you have been strong, doing community service, and also with the First and Ten program. With that, I want to say thank you to the Cleveland Browns, and I have one more surprise.
Dogtown has a surprise for his family. Please welcome home
from deployment
Staff Sergeant Anthony Wagner.
What is going on?
It's probably the best feeling I've ever had, ever. It's the emotions can't even be described.
It's all right, sis. I love you.
That's awesome.
Probably the best thing I ever had in my life. Being able to come home and try to keep the tears back, and as soon as I seen them, I couldn't stop. It just happened. But guess what? No more crying. You want to know why? Because I'm back. So it's all happy, okay? All right.
I was there for that family reunion. I have no problem admitting I cried like a baby. That was one of the most beautiful moments, and to see that family reunited certainly never gets old.
No, I totally agree. Well, Joe Petonio had a great rookie season with the Browns, and he and fellow O-lineman John Greco decided to take on each other in the kitchen, and, well, things heated up.
Let's get it all right. welcome from the Cleveland Browns, Mr. John Greco. And Mr. Joel Petonio.
It was fun to be up here. I mean, these guys are great chefs, and kind of being in their shoes for a little bit, it's tough to be up here and cooking and thinking on your feet. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just like, all right, do what she says. Don't mess up. So it was a great time, though.
So you're gonna let the players cook, or you're just going to do all the work?
Dude, did you see? He put together the whole, I even let him play with a knife. That's how confident I was in his abilities. Watching the steak.
It is fun, especially when there's a time clock on it. But it was just a cool opportunity. Happy I got to do it with Joel and meet Michael and Carla. It was a lot of fun.
You notice the chef tastes everything before it goes to the plate.
My hands are slippery.
Let Carla do it.
Maybe. I need that.
This is one of those great moments.
This is definitely a YouTube moment.
Yeah, I have butter on my hand or something like that, so it was really slippery. And my finger's a little beat up from playing in football, so it kind of hurt to open it. And she's very strong.
Three, two, one, put down the...
We didn't have five white plates here.
Joel, you have five plates. It's just that some are empty.
His griddled onions were a lot of the judges' favorite ingredients. So, you know, he might have a future in this. Maybe, you know, as I'm getting a little older now, I'm slowing down. Maybe I could bring him in. One of the, you know, could be his next career. He could be the chef at Lola.
You said that it was a spicy steak. It was supposed to have a little bit of spiciness to it.
Yeah.
That was my fault, probably.
Okay. All right.
I think I need to put a little more seasoning on my meat so the judges don't yell at me for that. But I did season it. I didn't want to over spice it, though, with the cayenne, so I was kind of being careful with that.
Chef Simon is the winner.
As a lifelong Clevelander and huge Cleveland Browns fan, I mean, to get to sit and cook with some of the Browns, even though they're the same age as my son now, it's still like a childhood dream to be able to hang out with these guys, have a little bit of fun on stage, and we won. So it makes it even better.
Can't say I'm too surprised that two of the biggest guys on this team know their way around the kitchen. Got a feeling food is important to those big offensive linemen.
I would totally agree with that. Well, we featured several guys in our Browns Blitz hot seat this season, but our favorite has to be our very first of the season. Here's Paul Kruger and Utah's finest funeral potatoes.
Ninja or pirate? Pirate. He's been through it all.
Arr.
The waves, you know, the towns, the ruthlessness. He can't be overtaken. My favorite Christmas memory was probably the last Christmas I actually got like a lot of gifts from the parents before they gave me the boot out of the house. My favorite pet was a dog I had named Diesel. He's a solid, loyal companion. Funniest player on the team is Eric Martin. Not because he's actually funny, just because he's funny. My favorite thing to eat at Thanksgiving is funeral potatoes. It's like cheese, shredded potatoes, sour cream with cornflakes on top. If I had a time machine and could meet anyone, I would pick Napoleon or Jesus. Number one thing on my bucket list is to win a Super Bowl right here in Cleveland.
I don't know about funeral potatoes, but I do know Paul Kruger's got some great hair. And we'll be right back with more great ICB. Stay tuned for Joe Hayden breaking it down and Machine Gun Kelly takes the field.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Joe Hayden is going to make his second Pro Bowl appearance in a month after having a great season. And Nathan got him out on the practice field to walk through one of his best games.
Joe, long time coming. You've had your hand on a lot of balls. We've got your first interception of the year against the Houston Texans there. Mm-hmm. Talk about what happened on that play, because you basically covered the entire field. You started off on the left side of the formation against DeAndre Hopkins. What kind of a coverage were you guys in there?
We were in a man single high coverage, and we actually were running so fast, they were just up-tempoing it. So I just knew I had my man. I had to play off and just play good eye discipline. He ran an over route, and I saw the ball coming from wild. I got to play it because I saw the ball when he released it. So I was running with them, and it was a similar play like when Antonio Brown in the end zone, and I got to jump up and knock the ball down. The thing was with this one, I was like, you know what, I have to get the interception. I'm going to try to jump over this dude and give me and make the pick. So I got was able to time my jump because
you were kind of like right behind him. So he was
when,
like right here.
When you're right behind him, and you see the, when you see the ball in the air, the best thing is when you're a DB, the thing that you want is to be able to see the ball released at like the same time as the receiver.
Sure.
So I kind of felt like on those plays, you can turn into the receiver. So okay. I'm running for it, and I just feel like I was ready. I saw him in front of me, and I knew if I just timed my jump, I'd be able to try to jump over his head.
So you jumped over his head, you got it up in the air, and then you still had to make the play.
Yeah.
Once you saw it in the air, did you know you were going to get it once you got the first tip?
But actually, for the first tip, I wasn't trying to tip it. I was trying to pick
it. Yeah.
So then when I went over and I seen that flipped in the air, then I was like, all right, just catch the ball.
Just
catch the ball.
And I liked it, too. And then he got up and tried to knock it out of your hand.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, I don't
whatever,
care.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. Ref keeps blowing the whistle. Yeah,
and that was an interesting play, though, because you don't often see two corners converging because Buster was trying to chase it down from underneath, and then you had him over the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good one. Buster was like, I should have tipped it to him. I was like, well, I knew you
were. Like, I already did that. I already did that once this year for Dante.
Couldn't be happier for Joe Hayden to go back to the Pro Bowl for the second straight season. This guy's phenomenal in the locker room, even better on the field, great in the community. And to see a guy get paid like he did and still show the heart and play at a higher level this season is a testament to what a great player he is. And now a testament to this great city of Cleveland was put on in my favorite halftime show appearance this year by Machine Gun Kelly.
Well, my name is Machine Gun Kelly. The name of the song is Rock and Roll, and it's the Dog Pound remix. We tailored this one for moments like this, and for those Browns coming out the locker rooms, burst out moments. Being here and performing in Cleveland in front of the Dog Pound and in front of these fans is unmatchable. They make you feel like you're at the Super Bowl. They make you feel like like you're Bon Jovi or something. You know, it's just. Thank you so much for the support. Performing here with my daughter in the crowd was the coolest thing. I've never got to see her like in the crowd before. That was the coolest. I went up and tried to give her a kiss after, and she said I was sweaty, so. She said I did a good job, though. I just want to say to Cleveland and all the fans that I'm so proud of the way that you back everything going on in the city, whether we're down or we're out. You're always there. I know that I'm going to continue to always give you 110% every time, and I know the team's going to do the same thing. It's starting to be a really, really big uprising in Cleveland as far as the positivity goes and all the opportunities opening up. So, man, just stay down with Cleveland forever, man. 100% Cleveland, all day, every day. Lace up!
Well, it was a great season of halftime entertainment, from hovercrafts to the Ohio State marching band to the adorable wiener dog races. It was halftime entertainment at its best. And we'll be right back with more ICB.
Stay tuned for our favorite pint-sized reporter and a look into the fears of an NFL team.
Welcome back to ICB. If there's something that we learned this year, it's that our very intimidating Browns have one very similar set of fears.
I am actually deathly afraid of snakes. I hate them. I don't want to see them. I don't want to touch them. I don't know why or where this fear came from, but I don't want to be associated with them.
Oh, man. I've never told anybody this, but I get freaked out about spiders. One time I jumped like behind my mom and she had to squish the spider. So I'm scared of spiders. I'd rather let my girlfriend crush a spider before I crush it.
I don't like spiders. I really don't like spiders or snakes. These kind of scare me too.
Snakes.
I'm definitely scared of spiders. I don't like spiders at all. I mean, they're creepy, all them legs, and they can give you a pretty nasty bite.
I don't blame these guys. I don't like snakes and I don't like spiders. They might bite me. They might attack me. I might not have any idea they're coming. Don't like it. Stay away from me, snakes and spiders. Now, one thing you couldn't stay away from, according to Facebook, yet 165,000 views of this guy, our junior reporter, Connor, who's got some pretty great athletic aspirations.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
If I can be something after football, it would be a... a professional golfer. I think that would be pretty fun.
Hey, I'm trying to be a professional golfer.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you scared of anything?
Am I scared of something? What am I scared of? I don't know, but I would say like snakes and spiders and stuff like that, you know? Do you like spiders?
No.
What about Spider-Man?
Well, he's cool.
Definitely one of the most adorable moments of the season.
No question about it, although I thought when my daughter Arden was on, it was pretty darn adorable. But that's just me. Well, folks, that's a wrap on 2014. Make sure to tune in next week for an all-new show featuring an interview with head coach Mike Pettine and what the players really think of their first-year head coach. And stay up to date with all the latest Browns news and notes in the offseason on ClevelandBrowns.com. For Sarah Carnes, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for tuning in to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Happy New Year, and we'll see you in 2015.